Well, welcome back to the Woodside Sports Complex here outside of Mauston as we get set for game two of our doubleheader today between the Lumberjacks and the Marshfield Tigers. A heartbreaker for East in game one as they made three errors on routine plays in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Marshfield escaped with a 3-2 win. An inning that probably should have been over in four pitches for Ben Schubring, and the Lumberjacks couldn't make plays on a couple of routine ground balls, and the first baseman dropped an easy throw at first as well, and it ended up becoming a win, becoming a loss for the Lumberjacks. You got to get all the outs, and they couldn't do it in game one. We'll see if that changes here in game two this afternoon, as East will go for the split. Marshfield will go for the sweep. Bryce Widmark will be on the mound, at least to start for the Lumberjacks here in game two, and Jack Donahue, who DH'd for Marshfield in game one, will pitch for the Tigers. East is the home team in this game, and let's take a look at their starting lineup. Jordan Heiding will play shortstop and lead off. Willie Brand is the DH once again, batting second. Eric Daniel in center field this game will hit third. Ben Schubring, the third baseman, will hit fourth. Cam Gritzmacher in right field hitting fifth. Bryce Widmark, the pitcher, bats sixth. Ian Corbett, the first baseman, batting seventh. Sam Romanski catching and batting eighth. And Brennan Becker in left field hitting ninth. Adam Peterson will play second base, and Brand will hit for him. For Marshfield, Caleb Alexander leads off in center field. Sam Klein, the second baseman, will bat second. Dalton Varsho, the catcher, hits third. Donahue, the pitcher, will bat cleanup. Jace Krasselt, the first baseman, hits fifth. Tyson Slade, DHing for Cameron Swanson, will hit sixth. Matt Meyer, the left fielder, hits seventh. Mitch Zillman, the right fielder, hits eighth. And Trevor Schwecke, the shortstop, bats ninth. And we are underway as Widmark throws a strike to Alexander to start off this ball game. Alexander stands in, right-handed batter, breaking ball, misses inside, and it is 1-1. Alexander was 0-for-4 in the game, but he did reach on one of the errors in the eighth inning and scored the eventual game-winning run. Next pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2 now to Alexander. I can't remember the last time I saw three errors on routine plays in one inning that lost a ball game or led to the loss of a ball game. Next pitch is a ball, and it's 2-2. Only thing to do for those players, though, is to get back on the horse. Both are in the lineup here. Got to catch the next one. There's a foul back to the screen, and the count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Caleb Alexander, the leadoff hitter for the Tigers. Widmark ready, and the pitch, that's fouled out of play down the right field line, and the count stays 1-2. Beautiful day it has turned out to be here in Mauston. A little breezy, but not too bad now. Next pitch, breaking ball, that stayed way inside. Alexander had to duck out of the way. Count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch lays off a high one. Actually, that was a full count pitch and a walk to start the game. Alexander draws the walk, lays off the high fastball, and Marshfield has the leadoff man on here in the first inning. And that'll bring up Sam Klein, the second baseman. He had a big game in the first contest. He had a double, a triple, and two walks. Scored a run as well. And Widmark working out of the stretch. Here it comes, swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. No balls, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed again. Up by the letters, Klein didn't get it, and he's in the hole 0-2. The stretch by Widmark, the 0-2 pitch, tried to get him to chase something outside. He wouldn't do it. 1-2 now. And the pitch. Breaking ball, dropped it in there. Oh, man, that's a good pitch. I think both Romanski and Widmark wanted that one. I think the umpire said that was outside. And it's 2-2. Good curveball, trying on the outside corner, just missed. The stretch and the pitch. That's fouled out of play. And the count remains 2-2. A reminder, coming up on Monday, the D.C. Everest Evergreens get back to work. The East Tomahawk game undoubtedly will be postponed. I would think that the field won't be ready in Tomahawk. We'll see, but it hasn't been canceled as of yet. But Steve Heinrich wasn't convinced that it would happen. Another foul ball out of play by Klein. So that would mean our next game would be Tuesday. And it will be East and West if they play that game. They can find a dry field. And D.C. Everest and Stevens Point. A couple of Valley contests on Tuesday right here. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, that stayed high, and the count now full again, 3-2. I think it's 3-2. The umpire doesn't give the count here on the scoreboard. This scoreboard got hit by lightning, and the scoreboard isn't working on this field. That were there. Good mark. And the pitch, runner goes. Pitch is high for a ball. Romanski's throw is over the top of the second base, or over the top of the shortstop hiding. Peterson was backing up. But it is a walk to Klein. So back-to-back walks to start the game for Bryce Widmark. Lumberjack pitchers walked 10 guys in the first game, and they were still in a position to win it before they let it get away with shoddy defense in the bottom of the eighth. Man alive, are the pitchers struggling with the strike zone here? They had a bunch of walks the other night, too, in the victory over Nakusa. Here's the pitch by Widmark. That's lined by Varsho past the diving Peterson into right center. Fielded cleanly by Daniel. One run will score. And Varsho will hold it first as the runner held at second in front of him. But a line drive base hit for Dalton Varsho. And Marshfield's on the board early here. 1-0 in the first inning. Still nobody out. And runners on first and second. Varsho. First hard-hit ball we've seen from him today. He had three walks, a bounce to the mound, and a pop-up to shallow center field back in the first game. But he jumps on one there and gives Marshfield the early lead. It's 1-0. Pitch by Widmark, breaking ball outside, ball one. East Baseball brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Stretch by Widmark and the pitch. That's a fastball high, and it's 2-0. Widmark in trouble here in the first inning. A run in, two men on, still nobody out. And the pitch. That's grounded in the hole to short. Hiding was shading the bag at second. That'll score another run. The throw comes in from Becker in left field. And a ground signal, a single for Donahue into left field. Gives Marshfield a 2-0 lead. Hiding had been shading the bag, thinking about a possible pickoff at second. Widmark threw the ball, and Donahue put it right where Hiding would have been if he would have been normally playing the position. So everything working here in the first inning for Marshfield. They lead it 2-0, still nobody out. And Jace Kresselt, the first baseman, will come to the plate. You got to believe the Lumberjacks come into this game on a downer after that first ball, the way that first ball game ended. They got to get their heads right quickly here, or it's going to get out of hand. Krasso lifts one to left field. Becker going back. He'll make the grab. The runner's going to tag at third. That's Varsho, and he will advance to third. The runner goes to second as well. Heads up base running by Dalton Varsho. He advances. They do get an out, but still only one down, and now two more runners in scoring position. On the flyout by Krasselt to left field. And Tyson Slade, the DH, will come to the plate. Slade hit once in the first game, came in late as a pinch hitter, reached on one of those errors in the eighth. First pitch is outside, ball one. The stretch by Widmark and the pitch. That's chopped toward third. Shubring charges. He's going to go to first, his only play, and he gets the out there. A run will score on the slow chopper to third. Varsho scores to make it 3-0. Donahue stays at second, but now two down. Runner at second, and there the left fielder will stand in. So Marshfield able to put a big number up here in the first inning. They lead it 3-0. The stretch and the pitch. in the dirt, blocked by Romanski, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes to the Marshfield left fielder. The stretch by Widmark and the pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch by Widmark and the pitch. That's grounded toward first and in right field for a base hit. Ritzmacher is going to come up throwing to the plate. The throw is going to be high. Romanski catches, blocks the plate, and tags him out. And the inning is over. The second player today that Ritzmacher has thrown out from right field. The throw was high. Romanski went up and got it and came down blocking the plate and tags out Donahue trying to score. And the inning is over. But Marshfield strikes for three runs in the first inning. Three runs on three hits. There were no errors and one man left on base. And the score after a half inning of play, Marshfield 3, East coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Whoa!
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DuVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DuVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here in Boston and reminding you to check out everythinglumberjack.com. If you're at a game, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, or hockey, post your photos to everythinglumberjacks.com, hashtag. If you're not at the game, you can check out the website and hear play-by-play podcasts and see game photos at everythinglumberjacks.com. We've got it on our homepage, foxsportswausau.com as well. Lumberjacks down 3-0 here as they come to bat in the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Jordan Heiding trying to shake off that nightmarish eighth inning, where he booted two routine ground balls that led to the Marshfield rally. And he will stand in to lead things off here in the first for the Lumberjacks. Sun is out. It's a beautiful day here at this great facility they're playing at down here in Boston, Woodside Sports Complex. Jack Donahue, the pitcher, ready to work. The wind and the pitch. And a chopper off the plate. Fielded at third. The throw across is going to be... And it's going to be missed by the first baseman. Heiding thought about taking off for second, but a good job by Varsho of backing up the play. Kratzel just whipped on the throw. It was right there, and it went off the tip of his glove. And the Lumberjacks have the leadoff man on an error on the first baseman, Jace Kratzel. So Heiding reaches, and that'll bring up Willie Brand, the DH. Brand walked twice, scored a run back in the first game. Also had a couple of flyouts. Donahue the stretch and the pitch. And Brand chops one toward second. He trips as he's running to first. They're going to get the out at first base. Heiding will get to second. Brand stumbled coming out of the box. One down. And Heiding advances to second base, and that'll bring up Eric Daniel, the center fielder. Daniel had an RBI double in the first game. And he will have a chance to get East on the board here in the first inning, with Heiding leading off at second. And the pitch. That's grounded to third. It's off the third baseman. And once again, Heiding got away with one right there. He was almost running into an out. The third baseman fields that ball cleanly. Hiding is out. Instead, it's an error on the Marshfield third baseman, Cam Swanson. So two errors in the inning have given the Lumberjacks base runners at first and third with one out, and Ben Schubring, playing third base in this game, will step to the plate. Donahue pitching out of the stretch now. Runners at the corners. One out for the Lumberjacks. The stretch and the pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one to Big Ben Schubring. Runners take their leads. Donahue ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball. And that drops in there on the inside corner this time, and Schubring in the hole, 0-2. Got to put the ball in play with a runner on third and less than two outs, and he'll try to do that here with it. 0-2 count. Playing back up the middle, playing for the double play here. Here's the pitch. That's hit up the middle hard and into center field for a base hit. So Schubring with an RBI single, grounded up the middle, and the Lumberjacks are on the board. It's 3-1. Hiding scores. Daniel stops at second, and Cam Gritzmacher will come to the plate. Gritzmacher threw out the runner trying to score to win the first inning with a throw from right field. He's looking for his first hit today. He was 0-for-3 in the first game. The stretch by Donahue. Runners take their leads, and the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, says the home plate umpire. It's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Daniel, the runner at second. Schubring, the runner at first. They take their leads. And the stretch. Long look at second. The 1-0 pitch. That's high. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Bryce Widmark, the pitcher, waits on deck. The stretch by Donahue. And the pitch. There's a strike on the outside part of the plate. 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. Ooh, outside, man alive. Had looked outside. Instead, the umpire says it catches the corner, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runners take their leads, and the pitch. Gritzmacher fights that one off and fouls it back to the screen. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Just one out here in the first inning. Lumberjacks trailing 3-1. And the pitch, breaking ball, stays upstairs. Count full now, 3-2. The stretch. And the pitch. It's a little looper to the center of the diamond. Second baseman will make a tag, and Schubring tries to avoid the tag, but they say he was touched. So they will get an out. It was a little nubber over the pitcher's head, fielded by the second baseman. Schubring trying to avoid the tag, but he is out. Daniel advances to third. Gritzmacher is safe at first, but now two down. And that'll bring up Bryce Widmark, the pitcher. Widmark, in the first game, had a hit, 1-for-3. And a chance to give East another run here with the runner at third base. Here's the pitch to Widmark. Takes one right down the middle for a strike. It's 0-1. Lumberjacks dropped the first game of this doubleheader 3-2 in eight innings in heartbreaking fashion with three errors in the bottom of the eighth. The stretch by Donahue and the pitch. And down low, and a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Donahue ready to work. Here it comes. That's right there again, and Widmark takes it for a strike, and it's 1-2. It's the kind of pitch you got to drive. Now he's really got to be watching for anything close. Varsho comes out from behind the plate to set up a play first and third in case Gritzmacher takes off at first. With two strikes and two outs, maybe try to steal a run here. See what happens. Gritzmacher takes his lead. The stretch by Donahue. He stays where he is. Curveball, that's lifted into right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. And the Lumberjacks put the second run on the board. He fought that one off on an inside pitch and just fisted it into right field. And Widmark has an RBI. East has two runs, and they trail by one now, 3-2. Gritzmacher stops at second. And Ian Corbett, the first baseman, comes to the plate. Two men on, two men out here in the bottom of the first inning. Runs were at a premium in the first game, despite lots of base runners. But here, both teams able to do some damage in the first field, leading 3-2. And Corbett trying to get East the tie here with a base hit. Gritzmacher takes his lead at second. Widmark's off at first. And the pitch, high and tight under the chin of Corbett, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The stretch. And the pitch. That's high again, 2-0 now. If Corbett reaches, Sam Romanski would hit. Donahue ready to work again, leans in, gets the sign. And the pitch. Corbett lifts it in the air. Shallow center field, shortstop going out. Center fielder will call him off and make the grab to end the inning. Alexander, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks get two runs on a couple of hits. There were two errors, and there were two men left on base. And the score, after one complete inning of play, Marshfield 3, and the Lumberjacks 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Complex outside Boston. We go to the second inning, and Marshfield will send up Mitch Zillman, the right fielder. Zillman. First pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch upstairs, and it's 2-0 now. Widmark wanted that a little bit above the letters. Two balls and no strikes. Zillman, Trevor Schwecke, and then the top of the order for the Tigers here in the second. The 2-0 pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. 2-1 now. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack Sports. Widmark ready to work. The 2-1 pitch down low, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, and here it comes. That's low and outside. Ball four. Widmar continues to struggle with his command. And Trevor Schwecke will come to the plate. Hitting for the first time. He didn't bat in the first game. He's a sophomore, starting at shortstop for the Tigers. Runner takes his lead at first. Widmark's pitch grounded to third. Schubring makes the play, bobbles it, now has to go to first. He'll get the out there. He was looking at second base, and he bobbled it. Bounced. The ball bounced off the turf. He was able to grab it and make the play at first base. Once again, that's a play on a normal grass field. That ball's not going to bounce up like that, and Schubring might have had trouble getting the out at first as well, but it bounced right back up into his throwing hand. Schwecke is gone. The order from Marshfield, Caleb Alexander stands in. First pitch is up at east for a strike, and it's 0-1. Alexander walked and scored back in the first. The stretch by Widmark and the pitch. Breaking ball stays inside, and it's 1-1. A long look at second, the 1-1 pitch, fastball high, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. Grounded in the hole to short, hiding, kicks it, and there'll be no play. He went to glove that on the backhand and actually kicked it out of his own glove. Zillman advances to third. So that would have been a tough play for Hiding to throw him out from there. So runners at the corners with one out for Sam Klein. Widmark out of the stretch. And the pitch. That's driven on a line to right field. Coming in, making the grab out there is Gritzmacher. He will throw it in. The runner tags and scores. Did he tag or did he leave early? Boy, he certainly seemed like he got into home plate in a hurry. I wonder if they'll appeal the third base if he left early or not. Doesn't appear they will, so the runner will score on the sack fly. A line drive and a diving catch by Gritzmacher out in right field. And that's two down. Zillman scores from third. Alexander had to stay at first, and now it's Varsho to hit again. Varsho hit a rope for an RBI single back in the first, and he bats here with two outs. First pitch is low and outside, ball one. It's a good play by Gritzmacher out in right field. He's already thrown out a runner at the plate, and now a diving catch on a smoking line drive. Two down, runner at first, and the pitch. Varsho hard hit but foul down the first base line. He turned on that one, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike to the Marshfield catcher. Widmark ready to work again. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Big curveball. It was upstairs. And Varsho was out in front of it. And it's 1-2. Don't want to throw that pitch there again. The stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Tries it again. It's way outside. The throw down to second base is not time. Stolen base. Romanski's throw was on the bag, but late. And Alexander's still second. So now Varsho with an RBI opportunity here. 2-2 the count. Two down. Runner at second. The stretch by Widmark. And the pitch. Popped up. Might be playable. Schubring slides over into foul ground, third base side, and he'll make the grab to end the inning. But Marshfield adds one more here in the second. One run on one hit, and one man left on base. And the score after 1.5 innings of play, it's Marshfield 4, Lumberjacks 2. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorn!
Tom King back here in Boston. Jack Donahue just getting out to the mound. I think they had to wait for Varsho to put his catcher's gear on as he just finished hitting and made the last out of the inning. So Donahue hasn't even started his warm-up tosses here as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Marshfield leading 4-2. And a reminder once again that East Baseball is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Our next Lumberjack broadcast is scheduled for Monday, although that game is probably not going to be played. They're scheduled to play in Tomahawk. And then Tuesday, East and West are scheduled to tangle for the first time this year. And we'll probably won't find out until Monday if that game will be played, depending on whether or not the West field can get ready. Doubtful that the Jack Torrizzani Field at East will be ready to go on Tuesday. Everest plays Stevens Point on Tuesday, and if the East-West game is played, that will be first, and Spash and Everest will be the nightcap of our doubleheader. If the East-West game is not played and moved to another date, we'll have the Everest-Spash game live for you from Buchholz at 4:30. Pregame show 4:15, Tuesday night, right here. All right, it's going to be Sam Romanski to lead things off here for the Lumberjack. Hugh is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Romanski didn't bat in the first game. He was being DH'd for, but he'll hit here in this one, catching for the second straight game. Here's the pitch, and he chops one up the middle, fielded by Schwecki, the shortstop. The throw across can't be caught. It was a little bit low, and Krasel couldn't catch it. So it's either going to be an error on the throw or on the catch, probably on the catch. That play should have been made at first, and then it'll be Krasel's second error of the game. Romanski safe at first. Courtesy runner for the catcher we're going to have here. And it is going to be Nick Wyatt who will run for Romanski at first base. So the leadoff man on the error, and it'll bring up a Brennan Becker, the left fielder. Becker didn't play in the first game, but he will hit here. Looks down for a sign. Lumberjacks down by two here, 4-2. And Donahue ready to work. Schwecki looks like a good-looking prospect at shortstop. He made a nice sliding play, but the throw a little bit low. Krasel should have made the catch, though, on that one. Here's the pitch by Donahue. That is down low, and it's ball one. 1-0 to Brennan Becker. Wyatt takes his lead at first. The stretch by Donahue and the pitch. And that's hit hard on the ground right to third, though. They're going to get the out at second. Oh, they dropped the ball, but he picks it up. Oh, they call him safe. Looked like he picked it up in time, but his foot must have been off the base. So another error on Marshfield has opened the door for East here in the second inning. Boy, the defense has been very undesirable here for both teams here today. That was the second baseman who dropped that one. Sam Klein, it was a quick throw to second to try to turn the double play. Cam Swanson made the play on the hard ground ball by Becker. But the throw dropped by Klein at second base, and as he tried to pick it up, he didn't get it in time or else his foot was off the bag. So everybody's safe. Back-to-back errors have put runners on first and second for the Lumberjacks, and nobody out in the top of the order. Jordan Heiding will stand in. He reached on an error and scored back in the first. Stretch by Donahue. And the pitch. He squares the bunt, gets it down, and it's going to roll foul. Barshow hurries up the line and keeps it foul. It was rolling right along the first base line. So the Lumberjacks playing small ball here, trying to move the tying runs into scoring position. First baseman Krassel playing back at first base behind the runner in a possible bunt situation. Now he comes up. Stretch by Donahue. And the pitch. Squared a bunt again. This one he gets down. Play is made by Donahue, the pitcher. He'll throw out Heiding at first base, but the sacrifice is completed. Both runners move up to second and third with one out now. And it'll bring up Willie Brand, the DH. Brand grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. And it's a chance to drive in the tying runs here in the second inning. The stretch by Donahue. And the pitch. Brand lifts it in the air to left field. That might burn the left fielder, and it does over his head. It's going to bounce off the wall. One run is in. Here comes the second, and this game is tied on a two-run double by Willie Brand. That didn't look like it was going to carry that deep off the bat, but the left fielder just kept looking up and going back, and it bounced well over his head. And Brand has a double, driving in two runs, and we are tied at four. So the error is costly for Marshfield here in the second inning. And now still just one out, runner at second, and Eric Daniel will stand in. Daniel reached on an error and scored back in the first. Brand takes his lead at second. Donahue the stretch. Long look and the pitch. Breaking ball high and inside, and it's 1-0. Now a throw down to second base over the top, and the umpire calls him safe. I had my head down in the scorebook. Apparently it was an attempt, and they're asking the home plate umpire for help. I think the base umpire might have been caught off guard on that as well. Brand dove back in as they throw behind the runner. Called safe. Marshfield didn't like the call. Donahue. The stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Daniel went after a high fastball. Didn't get it. He digs back in. They're holding Brand at second base. He doesn't have much of a lead. Now the pitch to Daniel. That's high. 2-1, I think the count is. Once again, we don't have a scoreboard operating on this field. Apparently, it was struck by lightning during one of the storms that came through here recently. The stretch by Donahue. And the pitch. Daniel drives that one down the left field line. That's going to drop and go for extra bases. Brand's around third. He will score. Daniel has his second double of the day. And East has the lead. An RBI double for Eric Daniel. And the Lumberjacks all defeated by a score of 5-4. Three runs in here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Ben Schubring, who's playing third base in this game. He had an RBI single back in the first inning. So both pitchers fairly ineffective in this one so far, although not getting much help from the defense either. The stretch by Donahue and the pitch. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Marshfield has four errors already in the game. Schubring stands back in. Still just one out in this inning. The stretch and the pitch. And Shubring swings at a high inside pitch and lifts a little fly ball to left field. Very playable and caught out there for the second out. Two down. And that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. He bounced into a fielder's choice his first time up. Eric Daniel, the runner at second, but now two down. Donahue with the stretch, the check, and the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Varsho, keeping Daniel right where he is. And it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch, high and tight, and it's 2-0 now. The stretch and the pitch takes that one high as well. 3-0 to Gritzmacher. See if they give him a green light here with a runner in scoring position and two outs. Daniel takes his lead at second. The stretch and the pitch. He gets a green light. It's a hard ground ball, but it's gobbled up by Klein at second base, and he'll throw him out to end the inning. But the Lumberjacks strike for three runs here in the second inning. On two hits, there were two errors and one man left. And the score after two complete now, it's Wausau East 5 and Marshfield 4. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Readers' Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Mauston as we go to the third inning. Lumberjacks leading 5-4. And Marshfield will send up the pitcher, Jack Donahue, to lead things off here against Bryce Widmark. Donahue singled his first time up. And Widmark's ready to work, pitching with a lead now. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, lifted in the air down the right field line. It's going to be foul, and it is going to drop. Nobody could get there. And it's 0-1 on Donahue. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688. Or you can visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Widmark the line, the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball low. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Chopped towards short. Hiding charges. Fields cleanly. The throw across is in time for the out. And there's one down here in the third inning. And that'll bring up Jace Kresselt, the first baseman, who has had a defensive game to forget so far, a couple of errors. He flew out to left field his first time up. Stands in now with one out, bases empty here in the third. Pitch from Widmark is outside, ball one. Pretty close. Nibbling for that corner, trying to get Krassel to chase something out of the zone. The wind in the 0-1 pitch. That's way inside, 2-0 now. The wind in the 1-1 pitch. That catches the inside corner. Actually, that was the 2-0 pitch. Now it's 2-1. Widmark ready to work again. Here he comes. That just misses. Low and inside. 3-1 now. The wind and the pitch. Foul back to the screen. And the count now full, 3-2. Full count on Jace Krassel. Widmark ready to work. Here it comes. It's lifted in the air and foul out of play, I think. Schubering went over there to take a look, as did Heiding, but it falls. Didn't get out of play. It's on the warning track. Down foul ground here on the third base side. Count remains full, 3-2. Widmark gets the sound he wants, ready to work. The line, the 3-2 pitch. Lifted in the air on the infield. Schubring, Heiding, who's going to take it? Heiding calls off Schubring, and Jordan Heiding will make the catch for the second out of the inning. And there are two down now and nobody on for Tyson Slade, the DH. He grounded a third his first time up for Marshfield. Widmark ready to work the pitch. Rides inside but catches the corner, and it's 0-1. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Got a piece of it actually down below. And it's 0-2. And the pitch rides high, 1-2 now. And the pitch from Widmark again, breaking ball, a nice one, strike three called. That froze Slade, and that thing broke in nicely and caught the corner, and Marshfield is done here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after 2.5 remains East 5, Marshfield 4. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management. If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are. And we're back here, going to the bottom of the third inning. Lumberjacks leading 5-4, and they will have Bryce Widmark, Ian Corbett, and Sam Romanski scheduled to hit here in the third. Widmark had an RBI single back in the first inning. And Jack Donahue back on the mound for Marshfield, ready to work. First pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Donahue ready to go again. Here it comes. Tries the outside part of the plate this time and catches the corner. And Widmark in the hole now, 0-2. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball, and it's a little nubber toward first. Krasol fields, and he'll beat Widmark to the bag for the first down of the inning. One down for Ian Corbett, who flied out to center field his first time up. The line by Donahue and the pitch. Breaking ball drops in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Donahue looks in, gets the sign. The line and the pitch. That's inside. Rides in on the hands of Corbett. It's 1-1. Donahue ready to work again. Here it comes. And Corbett lays off a high fastball that time. 2-1 now. Lumberjacks trying to get the split here in this doubleheader. They dropped the first game in 8 innings, 3-2. Breaking ball, Corbett swung, couldn't lay off on a high curveball hanging up by his neck. And it's 2-2. The wind and the pitch down low. Donahue tried the knees, didn't get it. I think that's full count now. And the payoff pitch from Donahue. Down in the dirt again, and it's ball four. Corbett will draw a walk here with one out in the third. And that'll bring up Sam Romanski, the catcher. Romanski reached on an error his first time up. Donahue out of the stretch. And the pitch. That catches the corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. I think the man in blue had to think about that one for a little bit. Delayed call, but it is a strike, and it's 0-1. The stretch by Donahue. And the pitch. That's lined right at the shortstop. Corbett's going to get doubled off first base. He thought that ball was going into left field. Romanski hit it right on the button, but right at the shortstop, who had an easy throw across the diamond as Corbett was taking off towards second and gets doubled off, and the inning is over. For East here in the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. To make that, nobody left. And the score after three complete remains, Wausau East 5 and Marshfield 4. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. In Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
And we're back here, getting set for the top of the fourth inning. Matt Meyer will lead things off for Marshfield, the left fielder. He singled his first time up. Bryce Widmark out for his fourth inning of work. Widmark threw two innings on Thursday night against Nakusa. And he's thrown three here today going into his fourth inning of work against Marshfield, and Meyer stands in. The windup and the pitch is lifted in the air to center field. Daniel going back, calling for it, and he'll make the grab for the first down of the inning. One pitch, one out. And that'll bring up Mitch Zillman, the right fielder. He walked and scored back in the second for the Tigers. Widmark ready to work. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball dropped in there nicely in its own one. Nothing in one. And here it comes. Side, one and one now. The wind and the pitch. That's hit off the fists up the middle. Heiding charges, makes the play. Good play for Jordan Heiding. And throws him out for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down here in the fourth, and that'll bring up Trevor Schwecke, the shortstop, who grounded to third his first time up. Widmark got that one in on Zillman's hands, and he grounded it slowly up the middle. Heiding made a nice play. First pitch to Schwecke is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball, that's poked out towards second base. Peterson grabs it, throws, not in time, over the head of the first baseman. That thing barely made it toward the outfield. Peterson gloved it, up going up the middle. Tough play for a second baseman going away from the bag, and his throw went over the top of Corbett. But good backup by Romanski, and the runner had to stay where he was. Call that an infield hit for Schwecke. And he's at first with two outs. And that'll bring up Caleb Alexander, the center fielder. Just sort of reached out, took a half swing, and poked that one out towards second base. First pitch is popped up in foul ground, and it is going to fall. Romanski came over and took a look, but it fell right by the fence. And it's a foul ball, strike one. Alexander walked and scored back in the first. He also had a single in the second. Widmark ready to work. The stretch and the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Delayed steal, Romanski's throw down, not in time as the ball bounced on the turf, and by the time he grabbed it and threw down, they're going to say no swing on that, I think. So Schwecke with the delayed steal in scoring position, the tying run. And Alexander will try to deliver him here. The stretch by Widmark, the check of the runner, and the pitch. Fastball grounded to third. Pass, Shubring into left field. They're going to try to score him. Becker's throw is not going to be in time. Overthrows the cutoff man, and that allows the runner to go down to second. So an RBI single for Alexander ties the game, and then a missed cutoff throw from Becker into the infield allows Alexander to go to second. So now the lead run for Marshfield is in scoring position with two outs at second base for Sam Klein, the second baseman who has walked and also had a sacrifice. There's a base hit to left center field. Marshfield's going to take the lead. That's getting to the gap and rolling all the way to the fence. Daniel's going to chase it down. And he's going to have a triple, his second triple of the day. So just like that, with two outs, Marshfield is able to take the lead on back-to-back hits. RBI single by Alexander, RBI triple by Sam Klein, and it is now 6-5, Marshfield leading, and now Varsho comes up with a chance to get Marshfield another run here. Varsho has an RBI single and also fouled out to the third baseman. First pitch is outside, ball one. Widmark pitching out of the stretch with the runner at third. And here it comes. Breaking ball stays high and outside. 2-0 now. they've been working Varsho away for the most part, not wanting to give him anything inside that he can turn on. It's only 3:15 down the lines here. Here's the pitch. That's outside again. This one catches the corner. It's 2-1. .315 down the lines, .380 to center. It does go out to power alleys in left and right. That's where Klein just hit his triple. Varsho swings and fouls one out of play left side. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. See if Widmar can get out of it here against a very tough hitter. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, and Varsho drives it to deep right field. That's trouble. That's going to be out of here, I think. And it is off the top of the wall and out. It's a two-run homer for Dalton Varsho. Widmar tried to fool him with a fastball, thinking that he'd be looking for a curve in that situation, and Varsho jumped all over it and drove it out of here, bounced off the top of the fence. And a two-run homer for Varsho gives Marshfield some breathing room. So Klein scores on the two-run homer. Four runs here in the inning for Marshfield, and now with two outs, it will be Jack Donahue, the pitcher, standing in. Widmar got two quick outs in this inning, but now the roof's caved in. Here's the pitch. That's a fastball upstairs. It's 1-0. You can almost see the wheels turning there. Widmark's thinking, well, he's going to think curveball. I'll sneak a fastball past him. Varsho wasn't biting on that. Here's the pitch, and that's way behind Donahue. Goes back to the screen, and it's 2-0. And he turned on that fastball and drove it out of here to right center. Eight to a five. Marshfield with the lead now. There's another pitch outside. 3-0 to Donahue. The wind and the pitch. That's ball four down low. Donahue walks on four pitches. Into a very tough inning for Bryce Widmark, and Scott Schubring is going to go to the mound and have a conversation. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the pitcher at first base, and that is Luke Zoiker. And we, I believe, are going to... Nope, Widmark will stay in the game. Try to get out of this inning here. Hang on, your clothes on first. 8-5, Marshfield with the lead. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And it is Jace Krasselt, the first baseman, who will stand in. He's flied to left and popped out to short. Runner takes his lead at first. That's Zoiker. First pitch is fouled at the plate or swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Thought he might have got a piece of some of that. Zoiker at first, the pinch runner, basketball standout, of course, at Marshfield. Going on to play Division I basketball. He goes, swung on and missed by Krasselt. The throw down is not going to be in time, a little bit high. And a stolen base for Zoiker. And another runner in scoring position for the Tigers here. But an 0-2 count on Krasselt. And the pitch, breaking ball, stayed a little bit upstairs, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The stretch and the pitch. There's a line drive past the diving Peterson into right field. Gritzmacher's already thrown two runners out at the plate. Here comes the throw, and it's late. It's short hop Romanski that time, and Zoiker slides in with a run, and Krasselt goes down to second base on the throw home. An RBI single for Krasselt. He goes to second on the throw home. And the ninth batter to hit here in the fourth inning, Tyson Slade, comes to the for Marshfield. Lumberjacks got two quick outs in this inning, but now the seventh straight batter will hit, and a line drive down the right field line. That's trouble. That's going to be a foul ball, but not by much. Couple of inches, foul down the right field line, and it's strike one on Slade, who has grounded a third and struck out looking. East Baseball is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, Proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Also by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Pitch by Widmark, breaking ball over the head of the hitter. It's 1-1. Widmark throwing a lot of pitches in this inning. I'm not quite sure who the next pitcher would be for the Lumberjacks. They've used Strick. They've used Shubring. They've used Widmark. They used Brand the other night on Thursday. We'll have to see who the fifth pitcher is in the quiver of the Lumberjacks. Well, dropped it in there nicely, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and missed, and the inning is finally over. But the damage is done. Marshfield scores five times here in the fourth inning. On four hits, there were no errors and one man left. And the score after three and a half innings of play is now Marshfield 9 and Wausau East 5. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckmore!
And we're back here as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lumberjacks have some work to do now. Brennan Becker will lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth. East trailing now 9-5. Becker reached on an error and scored back in the second inning. Donahue ready to work to Becker. Here's the first pitch. Is low and inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. The wind and the pitch. That's low and outside. 2-0 now. East needs runners. And now we're getting some work down in the Lumberjack bullpen. Adam Peterson warming up down there. That pitch catches the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1 now. The wind by Donahue and the pitch. And Becker pops one up out towards shortstop. Schwecki wants it in shallow left field and puts it away for the first down of the inning. One down, and the top of the order now, Jordan Heiding for the Lumberjacks. Heiding reached on an error and scored back in the first and also laid down a sacrifice bunt in the second. And he hits here with nobody on and one out. Donahue ready to work. Here it comes. And he fouls it back to the screen. It's 0-1. Donahue looks in, gets the sound he wants, and ready to work. The wind and the pitch. That catches the inside corner, hiding now in the hole, 0-2. The wind and the pitch. He pops it up, a weak pop-up to the right side. It's going to be Krassel, the first baseman, who will make the catch for the out. Just a defensive swing there Heiding popped it up. And there are two down here in the fourth inning. Willie Brand will stand in. I want to remind you, Lumberjack fans, once again about everythinglumberjacks.com. If you're at a game, you can post your photos to everythinglumberjacks.com, hashtag Wausau East. If you're not at the game, you can check out the play-by-play podcasts, see game photos. So check it out, everythinglumberjacks.com. As Brand pops it up on the infield as well. And it's going to be three pop-ups in the inning, and the inning is over. And East goes 1-2-3 here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Score after four complete remains. Marshfield 9, Lumberjacks 5. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Hey, you.
Who?
Who?
We have you covered.
I got you covered.
Aggressively.
From the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
I'm all over this.
So great to hear you guys on the air.
In the Twitter sphere.
Contact us via Twitter.
That's what people would tweet, too.
And FoxSportsRadio.com.
Intense, so I got you covered, man.
It's instant information. For a nation on the go.
Oh, let's go.
We are your full-service sports network. So dial us up and get tuned in.
We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Woodside Sports Complex outside of Boston as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Defensive changes for the Lumberjacks. Bryce Widmark has moved to third base. Ben Schubring moves over to second, and Adam Peterson will be the new pitcher for the Lumberjacks. Widmark went four innings and gave up all nine runs. And all of those runs, I believe, were earned. Widmark finishes up with two strikeouts. And four walks on the day. So we get our first look at Adam Peterson on the mound. And the Lumberjacks trailing 9-5. Marshfield will send up Matt Meyer, Mitch Zillman, and Trevor Schwecke, the bottom of the order, to face Peterson here in the fifth inning. Talking about that everythinglumberjacks.com where you can post your photos, hashtag Wausau East. You can find the podcast. You can find game stories and much more. So check it out, everythinglumberjacks.com, and it's right on the front podcast section of our website, foxsportswausau.com. You can find it there. And if you're at a game, go on Instagram and post your pictures. All right, Peterson has finished up his warm-up tosses, I believe, maybe one more, and we'll get set to go here. Lumberjacks trying to keep the game right where it is and give them a chance for a comeback here. Trying to get the split. Marshfield is in a position now to sweep after that come-from-behind win in Game 1 where the Lumberjacks were close to winning it. Probably, well, not probably, they should have put it away, but they made three errors on routine plays in the bottom of the eighth inning, allowing Marshfield to pull it out 3-2. Should have been out of that inning and the game over in four pitches, and instead, the game got away. Here's the pitch from Peterson. First pitch is a strike at the top of the letters, and it's 0-1. Lumberjack girls softball team played down here, a doubleheader against Rhinelander today. Apparently they have finished up. They are behind home plate watching the rest of this one. A line by Peterson in the pitch. Catches the outside corner at the knees, and it's 0-2. He gets the sound he wants, and the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, it's lined right at the second baseman. Schubring makes the catch for the first down of the inning. One down, And that'll bring up Mitch Zillman, the right fielder, who walked and scored back in the second, also grounded his short. East Baseball brought to you in part by Glen Ray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. First pitch from Peterson to Zillman is outside, ball one. Peterson, and that's going to be dumped into right field for a base hit. Just took that pitch the other way, and it's a base hit. So with one out and a runner at first, Trevor Schwecke, the shortstop, will bat. He has grounded a third. He also has an infield single, a run scored, and a stolen base today, or at least in this game. Didn't bat in the first game, played shortstop, and was DH'd for. Sophomore player, pretty good-looking player at shortstop. Here's the pitch by Peterson. That's high, ball one. Reminder once again, East is scheduled to play Tomahawk on Monday. It doesn't look like that game will be played, though. East-West scheduled to play on Tuesday, and that's still up in the air as to where that would be played. And called strike as Schwecke squared to bunt. So if the East-West game is played, that would be the first game of a doubleheader for us here, followed by Everest and Spash. If the East-West game is moved to a different date, the Everest-Spash game would be live from Buchholz. Here's a fly ball to center field. Daniel coming on, shading his eyes. Does he see it? He doesn't see it. It bounces about 10 feet away from him. And the throw in, they tried to get the force at second as the runner, Zillman, couldn't go. He thought that was a routine can of corn. Zillman, or Daniel in center field, I don't think he ever saw it. That ball bounced 10 feet away from him. So it's a base hit for Schwecke. And now runners on first and second. With one out and the top of the order, Caleb Alexander will hit. He's got two hits, an RBI, two runs scored, a walk, and a stolen base. Stuffing the stat sheet here in the second game for Caleb Alexander. Peterson the stretch and the pitch. That's outside, ball one. The defense has been less than desirable here today. Here's the pitch by Peterson, chopped towards short, hiding. The second for one, the relay, Schubert couldn't get it out of his glove. Now a throw back to third, and the runner back. They got the force at second, but that's all. Schwecke is out. Zillman goes to third. Alexander safe at first on the fielder's choice. Runners at the corners with two down, and that'll bring up Sam Klein, the second baseman. Klein has walked. He has a sack fly. And an RBI triple. There's a runner goes, and they throw down, and the runner stays at third. Romanski's throw was on the base, but late. So Alexander steals second, his second stolen base of the day. And Klein digs back in, and now a base hit will score two. Peterson the stretch, and the pitch. That's driven in the air to center field on a line. Daniel coming on, can't make the play. It bounces in front of him. And the throw in is past the cutoff man, and that's going to allow the runner to go to second base. And just fundamental baseball is not there today for the Lumberjacks. That's about the third time they've missed a cutoff man and allowed a runner to move up a base. Zillman scores on the base hit by Klein. Alexander scored as well, two runs in. And Klein goes Varsho up to the plate now. Varsho has a single, a home run, three RBIs. He also popped out, fouled out to third base. Stretch by Peterson and the pitch. And that's behind Varsho for ball one. 1-0. Well, lots of teachable moments in this one. Bad fundamental baseball, errors abounding. And the pitch outside. 2-0. That first game will be a teaching moment on how to finish games. Stretch by Peterson and the pitch. Inside again, move Varsho off the plate. 3-0 now. Varsho is going to have to get used to not seeing a whole lot of pitches to hit. He's going to have to be patient. Can't chase pitches out of the zone because he's going to see a lot of them. Stretch and the pitch. That's way outside ball four, the unintentional, intentional walk. To Varsho will put runners at first and second, and that brings up Jack Donahue, the pitcher. Donahue has singled, walked and scored, and also grounded to short. And Donahue digs in. Runners take their leads. Peterson ready to work, and the pitch. That's in there for a strike on the outside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. It's 11-5, Marshfield. The stretch and the pitch. Popped up, foul ground, possible playable. Romanski goes over, and he can't make the play. It's a foul ball. That's either the first baseman or the pitcher's ball, as that's a tough play for the catcher to make, twisting around in foul ground near the first base dugout. And it drops for a foul ball, so now that gives Donahue life. Once again, Lumberjack should be in the dugout, inning over. Instead, Donahue gets a chance to swing with two men on base. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball stays up and in. I think it's 2-1. Is that the correct count? Umpire hasn't signaled yet. Once again, we don't have a scoreboard on this field. It apparently was hit by lightning earlier in the week. Here's the stretch and the pitch by Peterson. Throws it in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. And the runners stay where they are. 2-1, 3-1. The stretch. Now Peterson's going to throw behind to second base. Runner dives back in safely. Peterson digs in at the mound and Donahue at the plate. Here's the pitch. Throws it in the dirt again. Romanski digs it out. Now it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch. Actually, that was a 3-2 pitch and a ground single into left field. One run will score. Throw comes in to shortstop. Runners were off with that pitch, and Donahue delivers an RBI single, scoring Klein from second, grounded past the third baseman into left field. Varsho goes from first to third, so now runners at the corners, two outs for Jace Krassel, the first baseman, and the score is 12-5. Krassel has fly to left, pop to short. He also has an RBI single in this game. And the first pitch is a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Couple of long innings here for Marshfield, the fourth and the fifth. The stretch by Peterson and the pitch. Runner goes at first. Romanski's going to throw down. It's going to be late, and Varsho will score from third easily. And another run on the double steal. 13-5. Romanski goes out and has a chat with Peterson. And Krassel has a chance to hit here with a runner in scoring position now. Peterson the stretch and the pitch. That's foul back to the screen. 1-1. Actually, 1-2, I believe. 1-2. The count. Peterson working quickly. The pitch just inside. 2-2 now. This home plate umpire does not give the count. Hardly ever. Stretch by Peterson. And the pitch. Way outside. Count full now. Runner takes his lead at second. Peterson ready to work. Hiding sneaks in. Now the runner gets back, and Peterson will throw to the plate. It's popped up on the infield. That's got to be caught. Peterson will take control and catch it to end the inning. But Marshfield strikes again. And they pick up four more runs. Four runs on five hits. And there were no errors and one man left on base. And the score, after four and a half innings of play, is now Marshfield 13, East 5. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports
Tom
Radio.
Tom King back here in Boston, where the Lumberjacks down big in this second game of the doubleheader. 13-5 now the score. And East will bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Eric Daniel will lead things off. Daniel, Schubring, and Gritzmacher scheduled to hit here for the Lumberjacks in the fifth. Jack Donahue back on the hill for Marshfield for his fifth inning of work. And his first pitch is lined into left field for a base hit. Daniel is on again for the third time here this afternoon. His second hit. He also reached on an error. So Daniel leans off. And we're going to get a pinch runner for Eric Daniel. Brett Breitenfeldt is going to run for Daniel at first base. And Ben Schubring will stand in. Schubring has an RBI single, also flied out to left. Donahue checks the runner. And the first pitch to Schubring. Breaking ball drops in there, and it's a strike. And it's 0-1. No balls, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. And Schubring hammers it to left field, and that is going to be over the head of the left fielder. Misplayed out there. Breitenfeldt rounds second. He's going to go to third, and they're going to hold him up there. He had to wait to see if that ball was going to be caught. Probably should have been caught. I think it hit off the glove of the left fielder. So you can call that an error, call that a hit if you want. It was a catch that should have been made. And Schubring winds up at second base. Breitenfeldt, the pinch runner, is at third. So East has runners at second and third and nobody out here in the fifth inning. And Cam Gritzmacher, the hitter. Gritzmacher reached on a fielder's choice and also grounded to second. Donahue, the stretch. Pitching out of the stretch here. First pitch to Gritzmacher. Hits it on a line, a little looper on one hop to the shortstop. Schwecke throws that across. Couldn't really do anything with that to see if the Schwecke caught the ball on a line. So it is a ground out on one hop, the shortstop. And there's one down here in the fifth inning. And Bryce Widmark will be the hitter. Widmark has an RBI single. He also grounded to first. Donahue, the stretch. Now Widmark calls time at the plate and steps out. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. The pitch by Donahue bounces in the dirt, blocked by Varsho, and it's 1-0 to Bryce Widmark. One and zero, the count, the stretch, and the pitch. Widmark, high chopper to second base. That'll get one run in. They'll throw Widmark out at first base, but he drives in Breitenfeldt from third, And the Lumberjacks get a run here on the fielder's choice ground out by Widmark. And it's 13-6. And Ian Corbett stands in now with two down and a runner at third. Donahue will work out of the windup now. The pitch. Corbett swings and misses. Got tied up on an inside fastball that time, and it's 0-1. Two down, runner at third for the Lumberjacks here in the fifth inning. Donahue, the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Varsho, 1-1. Marshfield with three runs in the first, one in the second, then exploded for five in the fourth and four in the fifth. They lead it 13-6. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside corner for a strike. And it's 1-2 now. Lumberjacks have some activity in their bullpen. We'll see if Peterson comes out for another inning here. A wind by Donahue and the pitch. Breaking ball stays high and inside. And it's 2-2. Schubring takes his lead at third. The wind by Donahue and the pitch fouled out of play. Corbett fouls it out of play and will stay alive. Two balls, two strikes to Ian Corbett. Two outs. Schubring the runner at third. Donahue gets the sound he wants, the wind and the pitch. Fastball in the dirt, once again blocked nicely by Varsho, keeping the runner at third. And the count now full to Ian Corbett. The wind and the payoff pitch. That's chopped down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. The throw across the diamond's going to be in time. Nice play by Swanson, the third baseman. He double-clutched that one a little bit, but Corbett not the quickest runner, and Swanson was able to throw him out to end the inning. For Wausau East in the fifth, one run on a couple of hits. No errors and one man left. And the score after five complete, Marshfield 13, Wausau East 6. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We are Buckmore!
Tom King back here down in Mauston, and there was a reason why Eric Daniel was pinched run for last inning. He went down to the bullpen and warmed up, and he is in to pitch here now for the Lumberjacks. Third pitcher of the day for East, or of this game anyway. And the senior will face Tyson Slade, Matt Meyer, and Mitch Zillman, scheduled to hit for Marshfield here in the sixth inning. East Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. And it is a pinch hitter for Marshfield leading off here in the sixth. Bryce Marion will bat. Marion hitting for Slade here. So Eric Daniel, his first stint on the mound this season, the wind and the pitch. It's fouled out of play, and Marion in the hole, 0-1. Daniel, the wind and the 0-1 pitch. That's grounded, and Daniel makes a good... We'll throw him out. Stuck the glove out and made a nice stab. And gets the out here. One down in the sixth. And Matt Meyer will hit. Meyer has singled, fly to center, and lined out to second. Still breezy out here, as you can hear in the field mic. Daniel, the wind and the pitch. That's way outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Meyer digs back in. And Daniel ready to work. Here it comes. That's high and outside. 2-0 now. Lumberjacks in danger of starting the Valley Conference season 0-2. They let that first one get away. That's going to haunt them for a while. Next pitch is fouled out of play. That first game was in hand. You had the lead. You got routine ground balls. Two of them booted, one of them dropped by the first baseman. And all of a sudden, the game is gone. Next pitch is lined into right field for a base hit. Meyer has a hit. Gritzmacher came up. He was going to try to throw him out at first base, I think, as he came in hard on that one. But it's a base hit for Meyer to right field. And with one down and a runner at first, it is Mitch Zillman. Zillman, the right fielder, has walked, grounded to short, and he is single, also scored twice. The stretch by Daniel and the pitch. That's lifted in the air to shallow center field, and it is going to be caught out there. Now a throwback to first base. They got him. Oh, man, the umpires were looking at each other. Nobody wanted to make a call there. I think they had him. They called him safe. It was bang, bang. But a nice play out in center field for the Lumberjacks. And I think that's Denke out there coming in defensively. Tanner Denke out in center field made the catch, throw back to first base, and it looked like they had him, but they called him safe. Two down, runner at first here in the sixth inning, and that'll bring up the shortstop. And that's lifted in the air to right field. Routine play for Gritzmacher, and he puts it away, and the inning is over. For Marshfield here in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left, and the score after 5.5 remains. Marshfield 13, Lumberjack 6. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Hey, you.
Who?
Who?
We have you covered.
I got you covered.
Aggressively.
From the air.
Yes, we're on the air.
I'm all over this.
So great to hear you guys on the air.
In the Twitter sphere.
Contact us via Twitter.
That's what people would tweet, too.
And FoxSportsRadio.com.
Intense, so I got you covered, Max.
It's instant information. For a nation on the go.
Oh, let's go.
We are your full-service sports network. So dial us up. And get tuned in.
We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Mauston. Time running short for the Lumberjacks here. They got to get something going. We're in the sixth inning. And they trail by 7 runs. It's 13-6. And it will be Sam Romanski to lead things off here in the sixth inning. Brennan Becker to follow, and then the top of the order. Romanski has reached on an error and also lined into a double play. And he stands in. The wind and the pitch. Threw that one into the ground about 3 feet in front of home plate. Ball one. Donahue out for his sixth inning of work here this afternoon. The wind and the pitch. Check swing laid off. It was a high pitch and called a ball above the letters. 2-0 now. Tough pitch to lay off. That fastball straight in at the letters. The 2-0 pitch. That's down low again. 3-0 now to Romanski. Donahue gets the sign he wants, and he's ready to work. The 3-0 pitch, high and tight, ball four. Romanski will draw a walk to lead off here in the sixth inning. Well, it's a start, and it'll bring up Brennan Becker. Becker reached on an error and scored back in the second, also popped out to short. And we're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher. And once again, that is Nick Wyatt, who will run for Romanski at first base. Nobody out, one on here for Brennan Becker. The stretch and the pitch. Bounces in front of the plate again. Off the mask of Varsho. Bounced right back to him, and they throw down and throw out Wyatt. He took off. But once again, that ball bounced right back up into the hand of Varsho after hitting off his mask, and he immediately gunned down the throw right on the money, and Wyatt is out trying to go to second base. And there's one down here now with nobody on in the sixth inning. Ball was in front of the plate again by Donahue, but Varsho blocked it. Ball bounced right back up into his throwing hand, and he gunned him out. That pitch out of the zone, and Varsho is going to go out and have a talk with his pitcher here. Marshfield doesn't have anybody warming up in the bullpen, so if they are going to make a pitching change, it's probably going to be somebody that's on the field right now. I believe it's 2-0 to Becker. And Donahue will throw. That's right in there for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Either did or it was a called strike, and it's 2-2. Well, Varsho played some infield for the Marshfield Legion team last year, but that's because they had another catcher, but I think his future is behind the plate. He's going to be a good one. There's a line drive foul out of play, and the count remains 2-2. Long look in by Donahue and the pitch, and Becker hits a little chopper toward third, charged by Swanson, the throw across in time. Good play again by Cameron Swanson, the Marshfield third baseman, and he throws out Becker by a step. Two down here in the sixth inning, and that'll bring up Jordan Heiding, the top of the order. Heiding has reached down an error and scored a sacrifice bunt and also popped out to second. And Donahue toes the rubber and is ready to work again. 2 outs, nobody on. And the wind and the pitch. And another ground ball to third. Swanson gobbles that one up, throws it across in time. Did he pull his foot? No, he didn't. He held the base, and the inning is over. Four East here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score, after six complete, remains Marshfield 13 and the Lumberjacks 6. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business,
Give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Bucksports!
And we're back here at the Woodside Sports Complex in Mauston. Another new pitcher for the Lumberjacks. It is Tanner Denke, who will pitch. Eric Daniel moves back out to center field. One inning pitch for Daniel. Gave up a hit and no runs. And Tanner Denke makes his pitching debut on the varsity. And he will pitch the seventh here. Lumberjacks down big. It's 13-6. East Baseball brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Worry Bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Top of the order scheduled for Marshfield here. Caleb Alexander will lead things off. He has three hits in this game, three runs scored, a walk, two stolen bases, and an RBI. Not a bad game's work. First game he had a run scored as well. No hits in that first game, but he's made up for it here in game two. And let's see what Tanner Denke brings to the hill for the Lumberjacks. Alexander digs in. Denke ready to work. Fastball high, ball one. Lumberjacks scheduled to play Monday against Tomahawk. Doubtful that that game will be played. East and West scheduled to play on Tuesday. We'll wait and see on that one. Swung on and missed. Denke tied him up with an inside fastball, and it's 1-1. If the East-West game is played on Tuesday, that would be the live game for our doubleheader. Pre-game show at 4:15. First pitch at 4:30. Next pitch from Denke is on the knees on the outside part of the plate, and it's a strike, 1-2. And then the second game of the doubleheader would be D.C. Everest and Stevens Point from Buchholz. If there is no East-West game on Tuesday, then the Spash-Everest game would be live. Next pitch is grounded in the hole. Hiding knocks it down, throws from his knees. It's not going to be in time. And an infield hit for Caleb Alexander, his fourth hit of the game. And that will bring up Sam Klein, the second baseman. Klein has a single, a triple, a sack fly, a walk, three runs scored, three RBIs. Not a bad day's work for him either. And he had a couple of extra base hits in the first game. First pitch outside, ball one. Yeah, Klein has four hits on the day combined for the doubleheader, a couple of walks as well. The stretch and the pitch. That's inside, in the dirt, pops away from Romanski back to the screen. And Alexander will advance on the wild pitch. Two balls and no strikes on Klein. Runner on second base now. Marshfield scores two runs this game is, or scores three runs this game is over. 10-run rule. Here's the pitch. That stays high and outside. 3-0 now. The stretch and the pitch. Outside. Actually, they call that a strike on the outside corner. Okay, that looked way outside, but a 3-0 strike, and it's 3-1. The stretch by Denke and the pitch. That's nubbed up the middle. Heiding makes the play. The throw across is going to be in time. Klein gets down the line quickly. Now a throw back across the diamond, and the runner back to third. Caleb Alexander advances to third. Klein is out at first, one down, and Varsho will come to the plate. This game, Varsho's got a single, a two-run homer, a walk, three runs scored, three RBIs, and a stolen base. And he stands in against Denke here. First pitch outside and high, ball one. One ball and no strikes to Dalton Varsho. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Outside part of the plate. Varsho is way out in front, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. That's driven in the air to right field, and that's trouble again. That may be out of here as well, and it's off the base of the wall on one hop. Run is in. Varsho is going to go for three. Here comes the throw. It's going to be late. Gets away from the third baseman. Nobody's backing up third, and Varsho will score. And once again, bad fundamental baseball as the Lumberjacks don't back up third base, and that allows Varsho to score all the way on that long triple off the wall in right field. Denke, the pitcher, was backing up home plate, but there wasn't a play there. Instead, he should have been backing up third, but Varsho just rips another one. A triple, and then he scores on the bad throw. There's a little pop-up in the infield, and that's caught by the pitcher as Donahue pops out for the second out of the inning. Two down. Two runs in, and we're going to get a pinch hitter, I think, here for Marshfield. Krasselt is scheduled to bat. Looks like we will have a pinch hitter for the Tigers, and it's going to be Dalton Tisver. Tisver will hit for Krasselt. And the pitch foul back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one on the pinch hitter for the Tigers. Denke's next pitch is swung on. Foul tip. And Denke ahead 0-2 here. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul at the plate. Stays alive. It's still 0-2. Denke trying to end it right here with two down in the inning. The wind and the pitch. Swung on and missed. He got him with a high fastball, and the inning is over. But Marshfield adds two more, two runs on two hits. There was one error, and nobody left. And the score now, after 6.5 innings of play, it's Marshfield 15 and East 6. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Fox.
And we're back here as Jack Donahue returns to the mound, and we'll try to get the complete game here. Coming out to pitch the seventh in this 15-6 game, Lumberjacks have Willie Brand, Eric Daniel, and Ben Schubering scheduled to bat here in the seventh. It's going to turn out to be a pretty tough day for the Lumberjacks. And, you know, the first game, throwing that one away like that can cause a black cloud to descend on the whole day when you think you've got the game put away and you don't put it away. and you basically hand it to Marshfield on a silver platter. That's going to stay with you. First pitch to Brand is low and outside, ball one. And it has. The hangover has stayed with the Lumberjacks here in game two. Marshfield jumped out on top early in this one as well. Next pitch high to Brand. It's 2-0. I guarantee you come out with a completely different mindset if you nail down that first game like they should have in the eighth inning and then come out to play the second one. A wind in the 2-0 pitch. Brand is going to line that one into left field, and it is going to carry over the head of the left fielder once again. I think he might have come in a step and didn't make the play. Brand's going to have another double. And once again, power to the opposite field for Willie Brand. That ball just kept carrying again. And Matt Meyer couldn't get the glove on it. Might have ticked it a little bit as it went over his head. So Brand with his second double of the game. And he stands at second base with nobody out for Eric Daniel. Daniel has a couple of hits, a double and a single, an RBI. Also scored a run, reached on an error. Donahue taking a long look in. Marshfield's got some activity in their bullpen now. Here's the pitch. Bounces in the dirt, blocked by Varsho, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The stretch by Donahue. The look at second. Brand's got a decent lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Daniel didn't get it. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. A long look in for Donahue. He gets the sign he wants. He's ready to work. Here it comes. And it's lifted in the air to shallow right field. Playable, though. And it's caught out there for the first down of the inning. Making the grab was Mitch Zillman out in right field. One down for Ben Schubring. Schubring has an RBI single. He's got a double and also a fly ball to left field. The stretch by Donahue, the check of second. And the pitch to Schubring, high, ball one. One ball and no strikes on the Lumberjack second baseman. Another long look at second by Donahue. Here's the pitch. That's hit hard on the ground right at the shortstop, though. Schwecki's going to go to first. He'll get the out there. Brand advances to third. Schwecki looked at third for a moment but decided to take the sure out. And now there are two down. Lumberjacks down to their final out here. And it'll be Cam Gritzmacher who will step to the plate. Gritzmacher with Brand at third base and two down. The wind by Donahue and the pitch. That's high and inside, ball one. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Centers. Walk-in care. Why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-in Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Gritzmacher is going to dump a base hit into center field. And that will score Willie Brand, and the Lumberjacks stay alive. 15-7 now. And Bryce Widmark will come to the plate. Widmark has a couple of RBIs and one base hit here in this game. The stretch by Donahue and the pitch. That's low and outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Widmark playing back at third base. He was the starting pitcher in this game for the Lumberjacks and is on the hook for the loss. Next pitch is grounded in the hole. It's short. Schwecki makes the play. Goes to second. Gets the force. Nice play. Schwecki's going to be a nice-looking ball player, especially defensively. And the ball game is over. And Marshfield will get the sweep here this afternoon, winning the nightcap 15-7. We'll come back and recap the day for you after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Reduction of horsepower. Brian France has come out and said, I think it was on MRN, that is something they're working on. We know that F1 reduced their from an 8-cylinder to a 6-cylinder, and now everybody's complaining about the sound. They do sound different, but I think it's a sound you can get used to. People overreact a little bit. Is it different? Yes, hands down, it is different. Will it be different in NASCAR? It might. Some drivers are saying, no, man, keep the power. Actually, add more power. That's what this is all about. And it has been, finding every little speck of power you can find. And they do that.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are
Fox. And we're back here at the Woodside Sports Complex down in Mauston. And the Lumberjacks dropped their doubleheader today with the Marshfield Tigers. The second game, 15-7. Let's recap the scoring. Marshfield, the visiting team, jumped on top first with three runs in the first inning. Dalton Varsho with an RBI single. East countered with two of their own runs in the first, two unearned runs, but Ben Schubring and Bryce Widmark had the RBIs. Marshfield got one more in the second inning, an RBI hit for Sam Klein. Actually, that was a sack fly. East countered with three runs in the second and took the lead. They were ahead 5-4 in this game with three runs in the second inning, a two-run double by Willie Brand and an RBI double by Eric Daniel, the big blows in that one. Marshfield played some shoddy defense early in this game. Four errors in the first two innings allowed East to take the lead. But after that, it was almost all Marshfield. They broke it open in the fourth with five runs. The big blast, a two-run homer for Varsho. Sam Klein also had an RBI triple in the inning as Marshfield was able to put together four hits along with some walks in there as well. And they added four more runs in the fifth inning. Another RBI for Klein with an RBI single. East got one back in the fifth. An RBI ground out by Widmark, his second RBI of the afternoon. Marshfield got two more in the seventh with Varsho hitting a triple to drive in a run and then scoring on an overthrow. And then East added one run in the seventh, a double by Brand to lead things off, an RBI single by Cam Gritzmacher, and that's how it finished up. 15 runs, 16 hits, and four errors for Marshfield. Seven runs, eight hits, and one error for the Lumberjacks. Winning pitcher was Jack Donahue. He went the distance. No strikeouts, two walks, gave up eight hits, seven runs, only three of them earned. And for the Lumberjacks, it was Bryce Widmark taking the loss. He pitched the first four innings. Gave up nine earned runs, two strikeouts, four walks. Adam Peterson, Eric Daniel, and Tanner Denke all pitched an inning for East. With the victories, Marshfield advances to 6-0, and make that 5-0 on the season, and 2-0 in the Valley Conference. And the Lumberjacks drop to 2-3 over, or 2-2, excuse me, overall, 2-2 overall, and they are 0-2 in the Valley. East scheduled to play Tomahawk on Monday. That game doubtful, but they are also scheduled to play Wausau West on Tuesday in a Valley Conference contest. We'll find out probably on Monday whether or not that game will be played or moved, depending on field conditions in Wausau. And Everest returns to action on Tuesday as well. They're on the road against Stevens Point at Buchholz Park. Well, that's going to wrap things up here this afternoon. A tough matchup. They lost the first game 3-2 in eight innings after taking the lead and looking like they were going to put the game away. They made three errors in the eighth inning, allowing Marshfield to steal that game 3-2, and then drop the nightcap 15-7. Thanks to Crystal, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And we thank you for listening, and we wish we could bring you better news, but the Lumberjacks dropped both games here this afternoon against Marshfield. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Wausau's Lumberjack Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Listening to Wausau East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glengray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.